Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, July 21st, 2022. And I gotta say, man, I'm making history again here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. Welcome to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. And today I got a special guest in the building. This man, we grew up together. You know what I'm saying? This dude is super talented, man. This dude helped me start the Vision Live Network. This dude is a part of the Vision for Kids organization, HSF Entertainment, Sports Core Network. He is a member of the Money Team, TMF. This dude is just super talented, man. I'm talking about a super producer, man. Director, editor. This dude is like the jack of all trades, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to know something or get something done. This is the go-to guy right here, man. My special guest today is none other than Godstar, man. And I wanted to have him on the show because I feel like, you know, not feel like, I know he's a dude that y'all can get insight from. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all have been leaving y'all emails, you know, asking when I was going to have like a musical guest on the show. And I just thought, you know what I'm saying? It got to be Godstar. You know what I'm saying? It can't be nobody else for the first musical guest. You know what I'm saying? It got to be him. You know what I'm saying? It's no other dude to get the most info from. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not going to delay the process no longer, man. Let's get it in. Let's bring him on. What's up, Godstar? That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I had to get you on, man. I've been getting like a lot of feedback, man. Like the fans, I haven't did nothing musically in a while, man, on my show, and they've been like dying for it, man. Because I do the verses battles. That kind of like slowed a little bit. So you know what I mean. I kind of got, you know, not away from it, but you know, it's life, man. Other topics been coming up. Other things been going on. Like we getting ready to do a couple of more shows. So, you know, I haven't been paying attention to music like I normally do, man. And I said, let me holler at my man Godstar, man. What's been going on?
Shit, a lot's been going on. Been over here creating magic every day, dropping new beats, you know. Got a little song for everybody. Got soundtracks, you know, for movies, hip-hop, pop, R&B, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so let's get right in, man. We heard, you know, we heard and we be seeing online, man, the big catalog of beats you got, man. It's just crazy, like the amount of beats that you have, man. Like the fans and everybody want to know, like what's the most important thing in beat making?
Most important thing? Wow.
I know that's a tough one, man, because there's a lot of elements, a lot of moving parts, man. But
to it, but you know what, I would say the most important thing in most things is you just gotta have the will and the drive to want to do it, you know. Once you have that, then answers come.
True.
But so, yeah, besides that, gonna have to have you a good computer and a program.
no doubt, man. Quality is number one, man. You gotta have that equipment. You gotta have that software. What's everybody coming up in the game has one, man. What producer did you like look up to? What producer can you say like made you want to get in the game?
Oh man, there's growing up in, you know, like the hip hop era where, you know, it was just all about like the DJs and, you know, just that overall production of a song, you know. So the Dre's, of course, you know, Dr. Dre, fucking him all day.
Right.
My boy, DJ Premier, you know, holding down NY. Producers like Timbaland, you know, bringing like that crazy new sound.
Got you, got you. All legends, man, legends.
Can't forget my boy Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, he doing it big. Yeah, he doing it big, man. I like how he got started too. Rock, like a lot of people don't know, man, but he was behind a lot of Jay-Z earlier hits. People just didn't know who he was.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, Jay was always in the studio, you know what I mean? He was trying, you know, shop his beats to him and stuff like that, but, you know, Kanye, that's how he came up, you know what I mean? He got, like, big. Having joints on Jay album, you know, that changed his whole career right there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. So, like, you know, you've been in the game a while, you know, yourself. You've been doing it for, like, anybody that want to become a producer. Like, what would you recommend be their first piece of equipment that they should buy?
I'll say your first piece of equipment. Just decide on whether, you know, you like Apple or PC. Get you a decent whatever with at least 16 gigs of RAM. You're going to need a memory. And if you don't have a lot of internal space on your hard drive, definitely going to need an external hard drive. Should have one anyway, just for like multiple backups. But you definitely want to get you, you know, a pretty good size, you know, some terabytes maybe hard drive, because you're going to be having different files and samples, sounds, all types of stuff like that. Besides the computer, decide on what door you want to use, digital audio workspace. So me, preferably, I like using FL Studio because it's easy on the eyes and it's fun to use, you know? But I've used Logic, I've used, Ableton, I think once or twice. I want to get proficient on Pro Tools, but that's coming soon. But yeah, after you decide what, you know, program you want to produce in, then things like, you know, a good set of headphones where you can mix in, or a good pair of studio monitors, you know, so you want to have different references of sound around you, you know, so, you know, things like that. And from there, I mean, shit, the sky's the limit, you know, like, before I had a keyboard, I was just typing in MIDIs, you know? I mean, I got a keyboard and I still type in MIDI sometimes. So, you know, hey, you work with what you got. But yeah, those are like the core things, you know? The computer, headphones, or monitor, program to get started with, get going.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Well, this next question, man, is, I'm gonna admit, is from me. He on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. We go hard, man. They email me their questions. And at the very beginning, man, before I first started this show, man, I promised them that, you know, whether it's a versus battle, whether it's something about life, I have to choose one. You know what I'm saying? That's just the law on the Slackers Talk podcast. You know what I'm saying? If they ask a question, I have to choose one. I can't, you know, beat around it. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this question kind of put you on the spot a little bit, man. And, you know, we give you a little leeway. If it's more than one, you know what I'm saying? We'll, you know, you're allowed to give more than one. But in your opinion, and you can go back as, you know, 80s, 90s, whatever, even something today, whatever it is. In your opinion, what song, like, has the most details in it as far as production? Like, what song comes to mind where you could say, yeah, that whole beat is just like nothing, you know, detailed all the way out. Like, you could tell they put a lot of time in that beat. They switched it up. They used a lot of different instruments, and it just, from top to bottom, like, that was just crafted.
Oh, that, the name of the song is so far away from me right now. I'm trying to remember, but the song that Just Blaze produced on Jay-Z's album, that,
Yeah, Just Blaze, yeah. Yeah, that cat right there is detailed.
Man, like that, those drums, those live drums on there. And I saw an interview where he said, like, you know, he didn't do the drums himself on that track.
Right.
Which I'm surprised because, you know, he's a pretty decent drummer, you know. But he said, nah, like, I forgot who did it, but yeah, somebody else did the drums, and you know, of course, he put it together, you know, and arranged the beat. But yeah, that production on there is so crazy. Like, man, you could just like listen and close your eyes and just like vibe out. Like, yeah.
I like Just Blaze's work, man. We talked about Kanye, but after. I think even before Kanye, Just Blaze did a lot of Rockefeller stuff too. Like he did a lot of Jay-Z stuff. He did a lot of Dipset stuff, and he was definitely instrumental in bringing out that Rockefeller sound.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, of course, my boy Timbaland. Oh my God, it's like I can't even really break down just one song that. You know, just the production wasn't bananas on it. But, you know, between him and Missy and Leah, man, like, he was going crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a crew.
Yeah, and he brought a totally different sound that, you know, no one else had.
And you know what's crazy, too, about that story?
Yeah.
Aaliyah came out with her first album. And, you know, she had the controversy with R. Kelly. You know, her family didn't want, you know, them working together no more. For, you know, obvious reasons. Yeah. And they were trying to, the label was trying to figure out, you know, which direction to go in. You know, who was going to, you know, produce her next album. You know, who was going to work on it. And she requested Timbaland and Missy before they was out. Before they was ever out, man. So, you know, to be requested by a platinum artist, and you haven't came out yet, that says a lot about Timbaland.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think it was easier for him to be able to launch himself to that type of platform because, you know, back then, it was different with artists and record labels, and, you know, back then, they was more so into, like, building artists. You know,
right.
That's why, you know, you had to have that $1 million plus video back in, you know, the 90s, late 90s, because that's just what it was, you know.
This is true.
Everybody was trying to be the best, but the thing was, it was really like molding and building artists back then. Nowadays, it's kind of different to where, like, you got to be popping on a different type of level first before they even want to mess with you, you know? So, I mean, unless you're just that standout person nowadays, like, you know, it's kind of hard to break away from the mold. But, I mean, you definitely got to find ways to do it, you know?
This is true. I want to touch back on, you know, what you had said about Just Blaze. The beat you was talking about, you know, he came out and said that he didn't do the drums on that. Now, in music, especially like a lot lately, it's been like a lot of debates going on as far as like artists, like, you know, who's best, you know, who's better than who. And what always seems to come up is whether or not the artists write their own lyrics or not. You know, some people feel like it doesn't matter. Some people feel like if, you know, if the artist doesn't write their own, that takes away from it. We want to know, does the same thing go for, like, production? Like, to you, does it matter that Just Blaze didn't do the drums on that? Do you believe in a producer having to do the whole thing himself?
Yeah,
Or do you believe in, you know, teamwork? You know, this person could do the drums, this person could compose, you know, or it doesn't, you know, doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, collabing with another mind and another energy that may be on your level or above is the way to life, you know? Just being able to do that with someone and they add their touch or their craft to a production. I mean, she's like tracks back in the day, you know, used to have like, what was that track they had with Michael Jackson? It was like freaking 20 different singers on the track, like, you know, like,
yeah.
And make a historical song, historical production that way. So like, I'm definitely all for, you know, collabing with other producers, whether I do a drum or, you know, they do the melody or vice versa or whatever. Yeah, definitely. And it's like a lot of people may say, and I've heard it, that, oh, like Puffy, he doesn't make beats. Or,
right,
like some people say, oh, Khaled, he doesn't make beats like that. You know what I mean? Whether he does or he doesn't, he's in the studio putting that song together. So whether you even touch a piece of equipment, if you're in that session and you're given creative directed, you know, direction on that project, then, I mean, you help produce it. That's why Puffy calls himself a producer, because he's in that studio, whether he's on the keys or whatever, or he's punching and stuff or whatever. He's putting that song together. He's bridging the gap between the artist and that song, you know? And produce doing. You know? So that's, and it's funny, like, they used to debate, like, whether he, like, produce or not. Like, well, what's a producer? Somebody that produces something, right? don't read too far, like, deep into it, you know?
Right. You made some good points, man. You cleared up a lot of things, man. A lot of people were like, you know, like I said, you got different opinions. Some people believe, you know, if in order for you to get production credit, you know, you have to be on an instrument, or, you know, you have to put something together, you know, things of that nature. But I think, you know, you said it the right way. I think, you know, it, me being a film producer, is like the same thing. Like, you got to visualize, you know, what you're writing and putting on screen before anything. And if you could do that, and you could find somebody to bring it to life, man, more power to you.
Exactly.
More power.
You know, and especially you being a writer, let's say you might not want to technically produce it or direct it. So those are two other roles that you're allowing someone else, you know, to take control of on a certain project. Yeah. Everybody can't do everything themselves, you know?
That's people true.
Try, but sometimes it's not worth it, you know?
That's true. This question is like a little judgment. As you know, like, we cover the Versus battle. Timbaland and Swiss, they both, you know, co-founded the Versus together. And they actually battled each other twice. I'm not sure if you a fan of the Versus, have you seen it? But in your opinion, who you think won those battles?
You know, it's funny, I've seen a lot of the battles, but I haven't seen which they say is the first one. I don't know where I was at, but I didn't see the Swiss Timbaland battle.
Oh, and man,
I can't even really, out of my brain, like, I just like, oh, it's gotta be like a tie or something. Like, I'm just like in my brain picking out hits, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, they both put out hits. That's all they do is put out hits. So I don't know. That would be a hard one anyway. Yeah, I could think of like just songs in my head. I'm like, nah, like, they could go hit for hit all day. You know?
Got you. Most definitely. Both of them are talented, man. I can't pick between the two, man.
I'll put them on that same level. That's why they're doing it together, you know?
Yeah. One thing they got in common, man, they both, the start off their career, they both was put on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Swiss, he was thrown in the fire to produce DMX's second album. And, you know, Timbaland, as we mentioned earlier, he did Aaliyah's second album. So they both was thrown right into the fire, man. And they both became legends.
Yep. That's it, man. Hey, pressure makes diamonds sometimes, you know?
Now let's get back, you know, let's get a little bit, you know, into Godstar. You know, the streets is talking, man, and you know, one thing that's floating around is like
what they saying?
it's like, you know, you got producers, right? And you know, producers, of course, every producer we could say like almost have their own sound. You know what I'm saying? Every producer is different in their own way. But you know, we hearing, you know, of course, that you have your own sound, but also, like, you can listen to another beat that was produced by another producer, and you can reenact that beat. You can tell people, you know, what drums are used and exactly how to make it. Is that true?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how, like, basically tight beats came about, you know? You're just sitting down and you're listening to track after track until you can pick up on the certain sounds that they may be using for this style, a certain drum pattern that you may notice that goes from one song to the next, because a lot of producers just reuse the same drum pattern, you know, just change the drum that's being used. So yeah, definitely. I mean, I say it's good, because you can learn different styles that way, you know?
Right.
And I would hope that once you do learn that style, then you put your own twist on it, you know?
Right. Definitely.
'Cause I think that's the way, like, a sound may get overused, you know, and sounds could get overused quick, depending on the artist and the producer that put them out. Because then everybody's going to get that sound, you know?
Yeah.
But me personally, I don't really do, like, tight beats. But I would basically take a sound and, like, just always, like, put my own twist on it, you know?
Right, definitely.
It's either that or I'm just sitting down, and for the most part, you know, I don't even think about what I'm about to produce unless I have to produce something specific for someone. But other than that, I sit down with a blank canvas in my head and on the screen, and I just start messing around, you know, start messing around with sounds. Like, okay, I'll shuffle through sounds. Sometimes I'll sit here for half an hour before I put, like, one note on the screen. Just, like, finding that sound that resonates with me, how I'm feeling at that moment. And then from there, it's magic.
Definitely.
Once I find the right sound, then I'm good to go.
Definitely, definitely, man. It's all about that sound, man, that craft. You know, we go let you get out of here in a little while, man. We know you got a contest going on that you got to prepare for. We definitely appreciate you, you know, taking time out your day to visit the Slackers Talk podcast. Before we go, man, you know, plug us in. You know, what can we expect next? You know, what Godstar has in store for the world?
Working on an instrumental album right now, hunting season. That's going to be out soon. I'll keep y'all updated. Godstar Production Discord. We're gonna be live soon. Be able to tap in, comment, feedback, live cookups, you know, tips and tricks, all that good stuff. So yeah, we got a few things in the works there. My boy Mr. Slack here, trying to get me to do my own podcast.
No doubt, no doubt.
I'm trying to get up to that point. I'm getting up there. I'm getting up there. We'll be there soon, though.
No doubt, no doubt. And another quick plug, man. Anybody that want to work with Godstar, man, how can we get in touch with you?
Well, first, you know, you can check out my IG. You know, feel that vibe before you hit me up. You know what I mean? IG at The Real Godstar.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. That's what's up, man. So y'all heard it here first, man. You know, y'all got some songs, man. Y'all need to holler at my boy, man. Y'all, if you're not on it yet, you're sleeping. But Godstar, man, we appreciate it, man.
Last time I did that, man, it blew me up.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. But you heard it here on the Slackest Talk podcast first, man. Godstar, appreciate it, man. You know, we'll get, you know, it's the first of many, man. You know what I'm saying? And I
you know, man, whenever you need me, you know I'm there.
No doubt, no doubt, brother. I see you in the TMF meetings later on.
Yes, sir. Tap in. Y'all make sure y'all listen to the talk of the town now. Now you stupid.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.